Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because you know what I'm going to say next. We've got an exciting show for you today, an unusual show, a unique show, a little bit different than what the regular run-of-the-mill show would be or has been.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of organic natural therapies, and also the proud and happy owners of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Whoa, and Alive and Well has just the most beautiful, wonderful assortment of organic herbs, organic nutrients, vitamins, you name it, combinations, terrific prices, free of contaminants and chemicals. It's all wondrously there at Alive and Well, and hand in hand with magnificent broth cafe at Alive and Well. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, whatever your choice is, you get it all at the Broth Cafe in Alive and Well.
Or
we'll
carnivore. Vegan, vegetarian, yes.
Yeah, or carnivore. Or carnivore.
Okay.
Or you can own a wild fish, organic meats, organic chicken. All of those choices are there. And the beautiful organic vegetables brought in freshly every day, and from the local organic Maui farmers, and also the high concentration juicer that we have, juicing all of those things, vegetables, putting only in glass, and you have loads of choices on that. And also those vegetables are incorporated in all the different dishes. Yummy, 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 more than I could ever say. And we get those testimonials all the time. He had a wonderful... We're going to talk about that a little bit more.
Well, on the menu selection, there's no such thing as a yummy, yummy, yummy. They're all delicious.
They are.
And they're all organic.
And they're all wondrous, and amazing prices and wonderful comfort and everything.
And the broth and all the zoops and all the slurps is from what? The Vortex water machine.
Oh, yes. Oh, marvelous.
Okay?
Yes, yes.
Which is ultra-filtered, so you're cleaning out any debris that's left in the city waters, which are many, many. And also, it's Vortex. That means it's spun around. If you could stand in one spot and spin, can you do that? Just spin.
I wish
Just
I
turn
could.
Turn around.
I could, and I'd like to see you do that, but we're going to be talking about that in a minute. Okay.
Well, if you just spin around a couple of times, you'll realize what a unique combination of end result you're getting, because that's what they do with the Vortex water. The machine spins that water like it's never has been spun before, and that re-energizes and reconfigures the hydrogen and oxygen in the water, so it's maximally absorbed.
Right, and
water
it's been
is hydrogen and oxygen. And when you really spin it and get it active, like it's coming off a Maui waterfall, then you really get the full benefit of all the wonders of the water.
And Vortex has been written up, and it's proven to be that Vortex water helps your body in the neutralization of all free radicals, that's the terrorists, and it helps it to regenerate faster. And as far back as 1938, a very famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the highest prize there is, the Nobel Prize in Medicine, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. This was proven, and he got the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Those two parameters are hugely and positively supported in Vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of the water is also 7.8, very high in the neutral. All of those great things there for you.
Put that in your glass and drink it.
Well, I want to drink something to my glass, okay?
Yeah.
Right now? Okay.
All right.
And when you think about that, I always think about my family and my background, and that is when they had their little glass, if they had their glass of wine at the different ceremonies and all, they said, L'chaim, to life, L'chaim. And there was even a song about that, to life. When we think about to life, we're in a celebration right now. So you can celebrate right now along with us, but you need to hear this. Now, I know you have heard often that Dennis refuses to dance. I won't dance, don't make me.
Don't ask me.
Okay, don't ask me.
Right.
That's a song and everything. He's been singing that for, shall I tell him how many years? This is our anniversary.
Can you count that high?
I almost can't, but should I? I was one, you know, when we were actors, a famous lady who had a very famous theater, Jan McCart, the Royal Palm Dinner Theater.
Yeah.
And she said, never tell them your age, Mona. You keep admitting to your age. You got starred in a lot of shows.
When she gives you the final number, folks, I want you to realize.
Final number? Oh, God.
She was a child bride.
A child bride? I was
so
just
she's
a
not
kid.
As old as she's not as old as our marriage.
No, but we have been married for 61 years. This is our anniversary.
61.
I know.
Your math is better than mine.
I know. Well, we celebrated our marriage with our friends at Delmonico's, very famous, building in New York City. Okay? Very famous. Anyhow, what we always did, though, what Dennis always gave to me and we gave to each other, is that every time we had an anniversary, he would dance. And he would dance to the Anniversary Waltz. It's a very famous piece of music. And he would dance to the Anniversary Waltz, okay? And we would sing this together, and he would dance, and Fred Astaire would be just thrilled, you know? Kelly and Fred Astaire would be thrilled, but with the way he would always dance with me, okay?
He would eat his heart out.
That's right. And later, after we do this show, Dennis has promised, okay?
What's
Gary,
that?
Gary? Dennis has promised he's going to dance this waltz with me, right?
Well,
You're not going to get to see it because Gary isn't filming it for you.
But it's not a waltz, yes, but I'm going to do the Astaire on the tabletop dance with my shoes.
No, you're doing it with this gal right over here, not with the tabletop, okay? And so we're going to sing that now for you, okay? Oh,
how we danced. On the night we were wed, we vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The night was in bloom, there were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Dear, as I held you so close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms. Two hearts gently beating were murmuring low. My darling, I love you so. Could we but relive that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love was unaltered by time.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gary.
Everybody in the studio was applauding.
Really?
Everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Okay.
What a rendition.
So I'm expecting a lot of dancing later on, okay?
All right.
So we are very excited about this wonderful time. And so many lovely, nice things even happened this week, just to tell you. We were given a wonderful printout of everything that had just gone on. Good time to have it on our anniversary. Alive and well. Congrats. Is that what it says? Congratulations. Best of 2025. Wow. This is an award. Recognized, this is the exact quote, for outstanding customer satisfaction from all recent online reviews by your customers. Terrific. Recognizing your business as a top-rated health food store and restaurant. Okay.
Wonderful. That's
and
great.
It's amazing because this thing was given to us. And on the same week, unknown to that, a lady came over and she said, I have to tell you, you have the best, quote from her, customer service, attitude, and food in all of Maui. I love this. And she kept on going. It was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
So that reinforces the award that came to Alive and Well. Congrats. Best of 2025. Outstanding customer satisfaction.
Well, I'm glad we were recognized, but I'm also glad that we have the opportunity to provide that service.
That's right.
I'm also glad that we've been able to help people with their health challenges, their health agenda, whatever that might be. whether it's vegetarian or vegan or whether it's carnivorish or whatever it might be. The idea is, and I hope we get this message across on a regular basis, is that what you put into your body gives you the degree of health that you get from your body.
Right. And yes.
Whether it's mental, emotional, physical, strength, energy, endurance, bright wit, clever remarks, whatever it might be. The ability to live your life to the fullest is enhanced by using the right nutrients on a regular basis and eliminate the junk.
Yes, and it's, you know, again, even more so about the anniversary time and all, I think so often about all the years we have together and been blessed to have these years together. But also, I think about the great holistically minded doctors, medical doctors, for what discovered about nutrients and the things that apply to our, just a sprinkling of the things that apply to our particular lives together. And I mean, we were only married for like 6 months when I was 22 years old, and they told me I had a massive tumor, large orange, small grapefruit, have to take out your uterus immediately. And this massive tumor, or you'll be dead from this in about 6 months. Hysterical crying. There weren't even health food stores really around that time, except for one company beginning to put things together, like Solaray. But also, there were two famous doctors, and we both remembered the Shute brothers, S-H-U-T-E, Wilfred and Evan Shute. Two famous doctors from Canada. One was an OBGYN, the other a cardiologist. And they had discovered the miraculous benefits of natural vitamin E, not synthetic, from the seeds of plants, the natural vitamin E. And one of the things that the OBGYN had been so successful with women with tumors in ovaries and et cetera, mm-hmm. was that natural vitamin E, because as he said, quote, it enabled the liver to detoxify excess estrogens, which caused these tumors to grow.
That's
he
right.
had an ongoing clinical trial and was tremendously successful. And Solaray was beginning and putting these things together like the Shute brothers had said. And we got that amount of natural vitamin E. And I took that in the amount that Dr. Shute was using for his patients. And in 6 weeks, the large orange, small grapefruit, lethal tumor completely disappeared. They didn't have to take out my uterus. They didn't have to take out the tumor. Oh, none of that stuff. And I've used the natural vitamin E ever since. It's one of my great heroes.
What they did take out were two beautiful children. Two beautiful children with the result of you having a healthy uterus.
That's right.
And creating life within that anatomy.
That's right. And three grown-up granddaughters, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yet at this time of year, two of them college away, and the other, all three of them grow our daughters and have it with a hard, the grown-up daughter, and the two granddaughters are my, all the girls are there, and all the work of the grace of God. And Dr. Shute.
How about Rachel? How about Darren?
That's right.
Darren's running the store for us now.
That's right, exactly.
Rachel is a big star in Hollywood.
That's right, she is. She did. She won as a Broadway star. She won a Tony and a Grammy and everything else, and she has her own TV show now, all kinds of wonderful
and
things.
And we can thank the holistic physicians for that.
That's right.
For not taking out your uterus.
Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on medication, take them off medication, doctor's area. But what we do is just report what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials.
And we share that with you verbatim, exactly
right.
As they say it. We don't enhance it. We don't embellish it. The information itself is incredible to hear the truth. Because the whole pharmaceutical industry is built upon deception and sales of drugs.
That's exactly right.
It has
right.
nothing to do with creating life and creating health.
No. So, anyway, many years later, too, when they said, I had your breasts like beanbag, this is many years later, solid rocks, we have to amputate or you'll be dead again. And thankfully, we were working with a top nutritionist who made us aware of the work of Dr. John Lee, M.D.,
again.
A very famous holistic doctor who had discovered from a natural extract from plants that provided natural progesterone, which women don't make after their mid-40s, and progesterone fills receptor sites, the exact quote, in breast, endometrial, and ovarian tissue, and doesn't allow the hyperstimulation of toxic estrogens to cause cancers. I used the cream. We got the cream in. I used the cream, which we have in the store, God bless it, and in less than 2 months, there wasn't a trace of any one of the tumors.
That's
and
right.
It's been many, 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 many years since then. Okay.
And it's, people are really unaware of the fact that estrogen, unopposed or unsupported by progesterone, estrogen creates cancer. And estrogen in men, as men get older, there's a 5-alpha reductase enzyme which neutralizes our testosterone. And the estrogen that we have, although minimal in everybody's body until that moment, estrogen becomes dominant and causes the cancer of the prostate. What? Yeah, that's the way that the progression works. Okay, but the Dr. John Lee, and how about Adele Davis? How about Linda Clark? How about Carlton Fredericks?
They had
how
so
about
much.
All these the journalists and the people and the holistic physicians over the years? All the
taught us all of these things. They taught us about the magnificent work of vitamin C and so many other nutrients.
Linus Pauling, Nobel Prize Award winner. Oh well.
Okay.
These are the people that we've lived by.
They're right. They're, that gave us life.
That's right.
That gave us life.
And
I wouldn't be here alive without them.
And we want to share that with you.
Absolutely.
And we
think about that on our anniversary. Oh, that is part of our anniversary joy right now. I do think, you know, maybe Gary could tell me, who was the one, Gary, and maybe Gary can feedback on this, who originally discovered dancing? Who was the one that originally did it? Do you remember how many years ago? Maybe Gary does. If not, he'll give me a sign language on that. But anyway, I don't know.
Wasn't it Dennis?
I don't know.
What did you say?
What did you say, dear?
Dennis.
Well, I was just saying, whoever originally discovered dancing, I would like very much if they would come and put a special spell upon you or go poof, and then you'd be dancing all the time.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay? But at least you're dancing on our anniversary.
Gene tried.
Oh, Gene Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fred Astaire.
He tried. But,
okay.
You know, it's heavy shoes are heavy shoes.
All back we are. Let us talk about another great doctor, Dr. Mercola, reporting about the medical clinical trials, actually reported in Medical Express. They're just right away. This has just come out. Reversing pre-diabetes can cut heart risk by more than half. This just came out. New medical research shows that bringing blood sugar back to normal levels can sharply lower the risk of serious heart problems in people with prediabetes. A large medical analysis of long-term data found that those who reversed prediabetes had much lower rates of heart-related death and hospitalizations for heart failure. These benefits lasted for decades after blood sugar levels returned to normal. Researchers also found that people who reversed pre-diabetes had far fewer heart attacks, strokes, and other major cardiovascular events. The results established, says the doctor, that restoring normal blood sugar is just as important for heart health as controlling blood pressure, cholesterol, and smoking risk. So, reversing pre-diabetes with the proper nutrients, one of the things that's been so successful in so many are because all the nutrients put together in one, and it's called blood sugar harmony, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Put together, people are raving about it, that their numbers come back.
And what's nice about the nutrient level is, I've said this so many times, folks, consider this: drugs will reduce your blood sugar level, but drugs long term, the drugs have undesirable side effects.
That's right.
They don't solve the problem. The problem is the improper utilization of insulin, and you don't have enough insulin, and the insulin that you have is insufficient to handle the amount of carbohydrates and sugars that you're eating. But the nutrients from blood sugar harmony, the nutrients from berberine in combination with blood sugar harmony restore the function of your thyroid. and restore the function of your own production of insulin to control the excessive sugars. It's just that simple. But if you could also, as so many holistic physicians recommend, just cut out the added sugar. Don't add sugar to anything. And don't make your dietary dependent upon bread and pasta and bagels and cereals and grains and granolas and muffins and crackers and cookies and chips and doodahs and whiz-bangs and yum-yums, because they don't, long-term, create life. And that's what nutrients do. They
That's
create
right.
life. And you'll find those nutrients in blood sugar harmony. You'll find those nutrients in berberine. And with a combination of the vegetables and meat and fish and eggs and whatever other food program you want to go on, just so you're not adding sugars and carbohydrates in any amount to your regular routine.
And I want you to read this, Dan, because Dr. Mercola, and again, he's a medical doctor reporting, and this was actually just came out in NBC News, just came out on, it was on everything. And this, I wanted you to read this article, as Dr. Mercola quote, this is his word for word, against according to the clinical trials, the everyday foods that are linked to early colon risk. Can you read his article?
Can here? I read this
Please
article?
Please go right ahead.
Give it to me. A growing number of studies prove, says the doctor, that eating ultra-processed foods are contributing to the rise of precancerous colon growths in adults under 50 and over 50 as well. A long-term study in the younger women found that those who ate the most ultra-processed foods were far more likely to develop adenomas, the type of polyp most likely to turn into colorectal cancer. The findings add to concerns that modern diets are raising cancer risk in younger generations. Doctor goes on to say that ultra-processed foods increase inflammation. How many times do you hear inflammation? Talking about any kind of negative health situation, it's inflammation is always the major, major component they discuss first. And here, ultra-processed foods increase inflammation, weaken your gut repair, disrupt the microbiome, the natural probiotics in your intestinal system, making your cells more vulnerable to damage. Their study found higher adenoma rates in people who frequently ate sugary foods. Okay, we mentioned that, right? Artificial sweeteners, yeah, that too. Packaged sauces and spreads and condiments and colorings and preservatives and texturizers, all the stuff that the food industry is allowed to put into your food, and you get to eat it. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful option? Since most colorectal cancers begin as adenomas, and screening now starts at age 45, many younger adults develop polyps years before they're really detected. The doctor goes on to say that genetics matter, but experts say the rapid rise in early onset colorectal cancer is more strongly tied to lifestyle and diet. Rising obesity, poor metabolic health, high intake of ultra-processed foods,
there you go. There you
all
go.
Appear to play the role, a major role, in the disease. Reducing these dietary and environmental insults is now seen as an important step in protecting younger adults as well as older before disease develops.
Right, and you know, going along with this, just what you were saying about inflammation, a very famous doctor, this man, is Dr. Michael Roizen, MD, R-O-I-Z-E-N, and he was saying just what you said. He called it his cover story, reported in Newsmax and Health Radar. He says, inflammation underlies virtually all common chronic diseases.
And fatal diseases.
And he goes on to say that, including type 2 diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, and many other conditions.
Dementia, Alzheimer's.
A recent study at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, Florida, we lived there many years, looked at the data of more than 9,000 Americans and their levels of chronic inflammation measured by blood tests. Medical researchers found that those whose diets consisted consisted of ultra-processed foods had significantly higher levels of chronic inflammation. Ultra-processed foods contain industrially produced ingredients and food additives. The list of ingredients in such foods is often long. Compared to processed foods, a whole organic diet provided much more fiber, which contributes to a more digestive, diverse microbiome in our digestive system. And then it's quote here was saying, the microbiome gives rise to much of our immunity, says Dr. Rothenberg. Therefore, having a robust and diverse microbiome helps us prevent catching winter ailments. Okay, and he does say
because
the thing about the
because it reinforces your own immune capabilities.
That's right. And so the super digest design defense. Was also really important.
Oh, absolutely.
Because for the healthy microbiome, it puts all the perfect digestion, and you don't have the rot gut continuing in there. Okay, a healthy diet is paramount, says the doctor here, Rothenberg. Supplements are just that. They augment the healthy diet. And here, Dr. Rothenberg's choices to prevent all of the ailments includes many wonderful things like vitamin C, quercetin, NAC, and many other great nutrients.
Oh, incredible
and
nutrients.
Getting the right type of digestive enzymes, right?
Have you noticed, honey, how infrequently Dr. Linus Pauling is ever mentioned?
No, I haven't noticed, but I'm glad you told me.
Nothing is ever mentioned about who won the Nobel Prize in Science 2 years in a row. 2 years in a row. Okay? Why did he win the Nobel Prize in Science? Because he advocated the use, he proved the use of vitamin C prevented heart disease and cancer and dementia and so many infectious diseases. He proved it time and time again by intravenous vitamin C, by high dosages of oral vitamin C. It reduces inflammation, but it also kills viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus, which shouldn't be there, okay? But nobody ever mentions him, and the more drugs.
That's right. That's what sells, you know? Money makes the world go round, right? So, okay. And, you know, you talk about a star player. Always this star player is never mentioned enough, okay? Because here's, again, a medical report, okay? This is the medical report. They tell you right here. Customizing vitamin D3 levels for heart attack survivors cuts the risk. You have to stop and listen. All right? Listen. Customizing vitamin D3 levels for heart attack survivors cuts the risk of another heart attack by 50%, according to new medical research. Researchers at Intermountain Health in Salt Lake City found that developing personalized vitamin D3 treatment plans and carefully monitoring blood levels significantly reduced patients' chances of suffering another heart attack. The findings presented at the 2025 American Heart Association Scientific Sessions, all capitalized, in New Orleans, were striking. Researchers reported that, quote, no adverse outcomes when giving patients much higher doses of vitamin D3 supplementation. Do you hear that? And so many doctors tell you can have adverse.
Oh, yes.
The team noted.
Don't you dare ever take more than 400 units of vitamin D.
Lies.
Because vitamin D can give you problems.
This is crap. And the team noted that between 1/2 and 2/3 of people worldwide are completely deficient in vitamin D3. Supplements are needed to maintain healthy levels, the researchers said. Previous research has linked low vitamin D3 levels to poor cardiovascular outcomes, and most studies use standard low supplement doses so that they could show little improvement. The Intermountain Health team took a different approach. When adequate levels were achieved, the risk of another heart attack in all these patients dropped dramatically. Quote, we found that patients had their risk of another heart attack cut in half, said Dr. Heidi May, a cardiovascular epidemiologist and the study's principal investigator. The Intermountain study, known as Target-D, capitalized, ran from 2017 to 2023 and involved 630 patients who had recently experienced a heart attack. And all this.
Vitamin D3 also increases your natural killer cells. And your natural killer cells kill all the bad guys that are trying to kill you. All the viruses, all the bacteria, all the yeast, all the fungus, all the mold, all the negative aspects of trying to live in this world are neutralized with a proper immune system. As Dr. Siegel said on television, we are created with an innate immune function. Whoever ever heard that before? We are created with an innate immune function. And by using the vitamin D3 along with zinc, vitamin C, and quercetin, your body creates killer cells. And those killer cells chase down and eradicate, get rid of, and knock out and kill all the bad guys who are trying to kill you. So it doesn't come from a Tylenol. It doesn't come from the latest cold remedy. It doesn't come from any of that added junk that people are choking down their throat. It comes from the body's innate creative ability. If you feed your body the proper way, if you give yourself, your body, your anatomy, the nutrients that you would give to your dog or your horse or any favorite animal, pet, you would pet your health. Pet your dog, yes. Go riding on your horseback, yes. But also pet your immune system by feeding it the right nutrients, which create an immune system, a healthy immune function that we are innately created with.
And, you know, this one is just always, and this is, again, just recently reported, and again, Dr. Mercola is just reporting the medical studies. That's what he's doing. The hidden vitamin deficiency, this is the title of the article, the hidden vitamin deficiency that could be affecting your mood. And here's the quote from the studies. Low vitamin D3 levels doesn't, low vitamin D3 doesn't just weaken bones. It can also affect how you feel. Now listen, a large medical review of 66 medical studies from 31 countries, oh my gosh, found that adults with low vitamin D3 were far more likely to have depression, especially when blood levels drop below 30 nanograms per milliliter. Vitamin D3 helps the brain work properly. It's found in areas that control mood and lowers inflammation, protects brain cells, and keeps calcium levels balanced. Most of these studies found that people with low vitamin D3 had much more symptoms of depression. Keeping vitamin D3 at healthy levels supports both physical and mental health. It's a strong step toward feeling better.
And they mentioned 30 nanograms per milliliter as the proper blood level. Folks, holistic who work with vitamin D3, prescribe it on a regular basis for a host of health challenges in this world. Point out you've got to have 60 nanograms per milliliter minimum to really enjoy abundant good health. You don't want to just get by with the minimum. You want the optimum. And the optimum begins at 60 nanograms per milliliter. Other holistic physicians recommend taking, and you will hear static against this, 100,000 units of vitamin D3 a day. What? You're going to die. You're going to die if you take 100,000. Not if you take it according to what holistic physicians say to do it. How do you do that? With the right nutrient combination. Raises your blood level from 30 to 60 to 80 or 90, and then you don't have the diseases. You don't have the cancers, they say. You don't have the heart disease. You don't have the dementia. You don't have the osteoporosis. You don't have all the neurological depression, anxiety, fear, and all the negative aspects that go along with so many people's lives. Nutrients build life. Life is in every cell of your body. It's invisible. You can't see a human cell. But when a human cell is healthy with nutrients, it does not get sick. it does not get inflamed. He mentioned in that last article you read, inflammation,
that's
again,
right,
was the major
even
contributor.
Even in depression, beside all the other things.
Exactly.
Okay? That's, again, a big thing with inflammation.
And what you can do to help combat inflammation is use the pain power. The pain power is the knockout punch for pain, but pain is created by what?
Inflammation.
Chronic inflammation.
Remember, flame is the root part of the word inflammation, okay?
And if you could give your imagination a task of seeing something that isn't there. Can you see something that isn't there? Well, a human cell is there, but you can't see it. And the inflammation in the human cell kills that cell. And you kill enough of those cells and you have a health challenge, a health problem. You have a runny nose, you have a cold, you have an infection, you have cancer, you have heart disease, all because of the destruction of inflammation.
Right. And we get endless and again, there's no allergen, no animal, none of those things, nothing, no side effect of any one of the great, amazing nutrients that are put together, combined together in pain power, okay?
Phenomenal.
Terrific.
It's phenomenal.
Phenomenal. And, you know, I applaud this very famous Chauncey Crandall, MD, a leading cardiologist in the United States, and he writes an article by Supplements for a Heart-Healthy Lifestyle. And he states right away, heart disease is still the number one killer in the United States, but it also affects the overall health of other parts of your body, including your brain. Every year, he says, we're learning more about how consistent blood flow to the brain not only helps ward off strokes, but also dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Okay? So he goes on to say, here's his list. He says, to help you understand what supplements enhance heart health. He starts at the top with the cardio coenzyme Q10, which we'll talk about, alpha lipoic acid, super pure, high quality fish oils that are high in EPA and DHA, which he lists there. The B vitamins, acetyl L-carnitine, vitamin E, L-arginine, magnesium, and he goes on. He said it's critically important that you take these things, and he's talking about just one aspect, the thing of the heart. But remember, even the super high potency purity fish oil with the high EPA and DHA is also just like the Harvard doctors did in their meta-analyses of all the studies, that reduced the number one cause of death, sudden cardiac arrhythmia, death from heart attacks, which number 1.2 million people die of each year. He says that the super pure fish oil would reduce the number one cause of death by 88 to 92%. They said if everybody took the right fish oil high intensity, purity and high intensity, we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year. They did that meta-analysis of
That's
all
right.
of those studies.
Right.
900,000 American lives every year.
Just from one nutrient.
One nutrient. Good grief.
And one of the reasons it works so well, folks, you know that oil is a lubricant. If you try to run an automobile engine with no oil, the engine will burn up and seize and it's dead. Well, the heart functions in much the same way. It needs oil. But what kind of oil? Not safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils. Those things create inflammation. And inflammation creates death. Burning up of connective tissue. By using the DHA and the EPA from fish oil, those two components, lubricates all the tiny little arteries and capillaries in your body. Consider this. I oftentimes say this, and I will continue to say it. But imagine, see in your mind's eye a human chest. And the diagram, you've seen pictures of the heart and all the blood vessels and something coming out of the heart and going through your entire body. But out of the heart comes major six-lane blood artery highways, delivering blood to every cell in your body. Every second of your life, that heart pumps blood and life throughout your entire body. But by the time the blood gets to your, and those arteries get to your brains and your eyes and your little toe, they are microscopic. They're tiny little capillaries. That's what capillaries are, microscopic. And arterioles are microscopic. And so the blood cells, the nutrients, the oxygen, all the nutrients have to come through that tiny little microscopic piece of poof called an arteriole. How does it get there? Because the blood is, heart is pumping more blood behind it and pushing it through. But when those little arterioles and capillaries get old, they become dried up and they close off. They don't function anymore. So the nutrients don't get to your eyes. They don't get to your brains. The nutrients don't get to your little toe. You know, and that's impaired circulation.
Right,
but
and
by
that makes
using
all the
nutrients,
yes,
and the proper lubricants,
yes,
of the oil, the DHA and the EPA, keeps those tiny capillaries lubricated and malleable and pliable, and allows the blood and the oxygen and the nutrients to come through.
And not only that, it makes up 50 to 60% of your brain. The EPA and the DHA. You want to have the brain. The brain is a fat, and most of that volume is made up of those two fatty acids from the high intensity. Purest fish oil. So your brain shrinks with age. You want to shrink a shrunken brain, or would you like to give the brain the full volume it had when you were young? The EPA and the DHA, plus it helps the eyesight, well known. And Dr. Crandall, the leading cardiologist, goes on to talk about the importance of the cardioform coenzyme Q10. He says it's a natural vitamin-like substance found in body cells, particularly in organs with higher energy needs like the heart. And he goes on to say, all cells, just like you say, Dan, I'm just saying that. He doesn't know you personally, but I do, and you're saying the same thing. All cells, said the doctor, contain mitochondria, microscopic powerhouses that generate life-giving energy. Cardio-CoQ10 plays a vital part in this energy production process. In addition, he says, to enhancing cellular energy production in the heart, brain, and other organs, cardio-CoQ10 provides additional benefits. During energy production, cell-damaging free radicals, the terrorists, are formed as byproducts of this oxidation process. And as a powerful antioxidant, cardio-CoQ10 counteracts this oxidative stress, further supporting the health of cells in the heart and all other organs. Medical research also proves that cardio-Q10 promotes the health of the endothelial, or inner lining of blood vessels.
That's
like
what
you
I'm
said,
about.
I know. This is important to cardiovascular health, says the doctor, because it supports normal circulation and balances the inflammation and prevents it from accelerating. And aging adults, and especially statin users, he says, unfortunately, need much more CoQ10. Unfortunately, cardio-CoQ10...
Because statin drugs destroy the whole function.
Unfortunately, cardio-CoQ10 levels, the doctor says, decrease with age. In fact, cardio-CoQ10 levels are highest in the first 20 years of life, but they decline after that point. By the fourth decade, cardio-CoQ10 levels have dropped by as much as 30%. We need to give that as a supplement, which is just what he's saying.
And you need to get it from Alive and Well.
That's right. Tell him why.
Because Alive and Well has the highest quality of all the nutrients. Every Alive and Well label, every Alive and Well jar contains the highest quality, the truest potency, the best, all formulated by holistic physicians, not by drug companies, not by vitamin manufacturers, but by holistic physicians who create the right formulations and the balance of nutrients and give you the entire full spectrum of a cardio-Q10. There's all kinds of bastardization of natural products to be sold under a proper scientific name, but they don't deliver the goods. They don't have the real stuff that you're looking for. The Alive and Well label is a true... It's doctor-formulated all formulas, and they're from the finest raw materials in the world.
And here, I want you to read this, Dan, because this is, again, a leader in Europe for the brain, the heart, everything, and the nervous system, everything. But Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, is writing about the importance of acetyl L-carnitine and what it does to heal injured nerves. Can you read this article?
I would love to. Okay, acetyl L-carnitine heals injured nerves and a host of other things.
A host of other things, but they're talking about the one aspect here.
Okay. Doctor, I'm reading word for word, direct quote. Nerve pain, says the doctor, is a common problem. Studies have shown the natural compound acetyl-L-carnitine, an amino acid, it can stimulate healing of injured nerves and reduce the nerve pain. One way it does this is by triggering the production and release of neurotrophins that promote nerve repair and healing. Acetyl-L-carnitine activates a special type of glutamate receptor that dampens pain signals. Interestingly, when stimulated, this same glutamate receptor acts as a powerful antidepressant. Other studies have shown that acetyl-L-carnitine also stimulates the growth of brain cells, which would benefit people suffering from a stroke or any other type of brain injury or incapacity. Nerve problems often occur with diabetes, and medical studies found that acetyl-L-carnitine corrects diabetic nerve damage.
Yeah, diabetic neuropathy.
Can I say that again?
Yes, say that again.
Let me just say that again.
Please.
Nerve problems occur with diabetes, and the medical studies, says Dr. Blaylock, that have found that acetyl-L-carnitine corrects diabetic nerve damage. Okay? Here's something else from other sources. Acetyl-L-carnitine feeds the mitochondria.
That's right. You've heard me talk about mitochondria. Leading thing in Europe for the heart and the brain, the mitochondria.
For every cell in your body.
And
every
it
cell
stops in depression in all of those studies, too. Go ahead.
Every cell in your body contains mitochondria. Every cell in your body is invisible to the naked eye. And every cell in your body, which is invisible, contains more invisible mitochondria. What's the function of the mitochondria? To create energy for the one invisible cell in which they are contained. Well, a heart cell, a heart muscle cell, has each invisible heart muscle cell, and there are thousands and thousands and thousands of them, each of them contains 5,000 invisible mitochondria. And those mitochondria create energy for a strong heart muscle. And that heart muscle has to muscle itself to pump blood every second of your life. And you climb a flight of stairs, it does it every twice a second. You run around the block, it's pumping like crazy. Why? Because the mitochondria create the energy to make that muscle muscle. The acetyl-L-carnitine feeds the mitochondria, feeds a brain cell, contains 10,000 mitochondria in every cell. And the acetyl-L-carnitine and the brain power, the product called brain power, contains alpha-lipoic acid, which also feeds the mitochondria.
Right.
Which also stimulates the growth and the health of the mitochondria. Now, if you're 80 years old, your mitochondria are not as energetic as those of an 18-year-old. But, and your mitochondria die on a regular basis, just like your skin cells. But by using the nutrients, you can maintain a higher level of regeneration, renewing of the mitochondria, the mitochondrial function and health of the mitochondria, by using the nutrients instead of having candy or sugar or sweets or any other trash that you want to put into your mouth. But by using the brain power with alpha-lipoic acid, you create new mitochondria.
That's right. That not rocket as
in your
as,
brain.
As the space, they said that rocket fuel for the brain is brain power.
That's it.
Rocket fuel for the brain.
That's
okay.
It.
Okay. That's exactly right. And again, Dr. Blaylock writing about how ashwagandha improves hypothyroidism. So many people get this, nobody's told. Dr. Blaylock, MD, nationally recognized board certified neurosurgeon, doctor, etc. And he talks about the herb ashwagandha has many useful properties, including improving memory and obsessive compulsive disorder, and does many other benefits. But again, they did clinical trials, and with hypothyroidism, researchers found that ashwagandha improved measures of thyroid function significantly in all subjects. And he says it's significant because a large number of people suffer from hypothyroidism, low thyroid levels, but are rarely diagnosed, says the doctor, by physicians who do not understand subclinical conditions and only look for obvious cases. Ashwagandha not only helps correct the condition, but it also protects the brain and improves mood. That's important to know. Terrific to know. Anyway, you want to know great information, et cetera, you come to Alive and Well, and now you know we've won awards. You're going to be happy. You're going to be thrilled. You're going to be with everything about it, including Magnificent Broth Cafe. And even call our 877-4950, 877-4950, and you can, for any of our services. Many people call. They want to have all the food all ready for them when they come, or they're having parties. They want to have it all there, and they can pick it up or come and have it ready for you to just sit and eat. 877-4950, or mailing anything to the mainland, or making an appointment with Dennis or with Mona.
If you'd like to have a one-on-one consultation with Mona or with me, we're not doctors. We don't play doctor.
And we don't charge anything.
We don't pretend to be doctors.
No.
We give you the same information as we're giving you on the radio. We're giving you the same or similar information, whatever your health challenge might be, from 60 years of experience of doing this stuff.
Right. Remember, it's one-on-one counseling and in a very comfortable area, and there's no charge whatsoever and no requirement. But make the appointment so we're not sitting with somebody else.
We're more than happy to provide the service for you on a personable person-to-person basis.
That's right, person-to-person. Okay, but don't expect Dennis to dance. I know it's his anniversary, but and even if you hum the tune, he may not dance in front of you, but you'll be dancing in spirit from the great information that he shares.
My heart is all a flutter, but my feet don't move. Okay. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well.
In Kahului.
Aloha. Aloha.